Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Please allow me to get the spooky music. Oh, it's so spooky. Halloween, ooh, you're going to be scared, ooh, boo. It's a load of balderdash nonsense. And this is, as well, the top 10 most haunted locations in the world.
Why are you not treating this with the respect it deserves? Because there are unexplained things out there, Dave. So if we do not have the answer for, and that is particularly true when it comes to things that are said to be haunted or spooky at this time of year, but big up County Offaly. Charleville Castle, not far from Tullamore in the County of Offaly, making it into the top 10 spooky destinations around the world.
The top 10 just plucked out of somebody's arse to make an article.
It's TripAdvisor ratings and spinblitz.com. You know the lads at spinblitz.com, don't you, Dave?
Go-to website. Absolutely. Every morning I wake up and I think I must check spinblitz.com.
They have ranked or had a look at the TripAdvisor rankings for places that are spooky and said to be haunted. And Charleville Castle, you can't argue with it being in the top 10 in the world.
I don't want the people of Offaly to get me wrong. Very much respect Charleville Castle. Of course, Wednesday, some of the scenes were filmed there. That's really cool. I'm happy for Tullamore. It is the fact that it is said to be haunted, that's where I have an issue. There's no such thing as a haunted house, a haunted castle. There's no such thing as ghosts and spirits and creepy crawlies touching your leg. It's a load of nonsense, Fanula.
I want to agree with you, but I just don't think you're right. I think...
Do you believe in
stuff
it?
That
do
we...
you believe in ghosts and spirits and this Victorian child that was killed in the haunted castle of Charleville? Now she haunts it.
I don't want to, but I feel I have to. I don't think I have a choice in... There are scary, unexplained noises and bumps and phenomena and, as you said, creepy things possibly rustling around your lower legs that have been recorded by people who've gone to Charleville Castle and to other locations on this top 10 spooky destination list. What are the answers then, Dave? You have to give us the answers if you're going to say it's not true.
I fear the living more than the dead. Put me in Charleville Castle and I'll prove that to you. It'll just be a jolly...
I don't think there'd be anything very jolly about it at all. What you're visualising is that you'd be there, at 12 or 1 in the day, where there is good lighting, where you'd be able to see where you're going.
No. Give me the
There's
dark.
People around. You know? No. You would not survive being sent to somewhere like this.
Have you ever met a ghost? Have you ever seen one? Have you ever experienced the unexplainable? Maybe in a graveyard, maybe in Charleville Castle, maybe there is a haunted house near you. Do you actually believe in that stuff? Then please try and convince me.
That is your job with Dave today, because he's been a bit petulant about this. He's not willing to accept that there are spooky things
petulant.
At play, especially at this time of year.
P-E, I can't even spell it. P-E-T.
U-L-A-N-T.
U-L-A-N-T. He's been petulant. Of a person of their manner, childishly sulky or bad-tempered. Now, that's not fair. In fact, I had to Google to find out that you were insulting me with petulant. Ghosts, no such thing. I just don't believe in ghosts. You cannot convince me otherwise. No matter how dramatic your voice notes are.
Dave, you need to speak with my cousin Melissa here that I work with. Her house is haunted, and it really is haunted. She has radios coming on in the room all by themselves and not even plugged in. Bathroom door locks, shower goes on. And I am not joking you, this is real. I never believed really much in it myself until one day I was out in her home and we were sitting in the sitting room and there was, all I can say was like white noise coming from the bedroom off the sitting room. And it really freaked me out. I said, are you sure there's nobody in that room? And she said, no, there definitely isn't. We went in and checked. Nobody was in that room, and I legged it out the door.
It's all easily explained.
But what is the explanation then?
Bad wiring in that house. It's like the Skoda Octavia I seen on Sunday. When they pressed the brakes, the indicators came on. The house is bad wired like that Skoda Octavia. Easily explained.
I don't think it explains a shower coming on.
Bad wiring. You open the door and it's connected to the shower. That's not ghosts. Because ghosts aren't real. They don't exist.
No, I think there's more to it that needs to be. If you are so convinced, then maybe we need to send you on some sort of little like investigation or something.
It'd be the most boring radio in the world. Dave Duke sleeps in a graveyard. Nothing happened.
You wouldn't fall asleep.
Dave Duke is put in a haunted residence. Nothing happened. It's boring because nothing can happen because ghosts don't exist.
Love your confidence. Don't think if you were actually faced. You're sitting here in a warm, brightly lit studio with just myself and yourself in it. It'd be a very different story if you were in a desolate, abandoned shack.
Things that don't scare me, ghosts. Things that do scare me, revenue emails. That's far more scary than any scary haunted house.
Dave and Fanula. With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 to 6.